welcome to episode 79 of Siths and Giggles. We are your hosts, Casey and Krista, and I don't know what to do with my emotions right now. How are you, Krista? Are you feeling the same way?
Yes. And then on top of that, just in pain.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
My cat tried to murder me.
Did you tell him I'm very disappointed in him?
No, but I'll let him know. I'll pass that along.
Okay.
So that my viewers aren't, the listeners aren't totally confused. I fell down my steps because I tripped over my cat. So I fell backwards down my steps and slammed into my front door. So.
And those are like, those are some steep steps.
Oh yeah, for sure.
How far up were you when you fell?
I was about halfway.
Oh, God. I'm going to have a talk with him next time I see him.
But in regards to, you know, Star Wars things. So much has been announced.
I was overwhelmed. Don't judge me, but like. I was so overwhelmed that, like, I made my daughter give me a hug so I could feel better.
Oh, God. I mean, so, like, okay, so if we break it down, of the 10 Star Wars series currently in works at Disney Plus, we have Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ahsoka, The Mandalorian Season 3. So they are including that. So, really, we're getting what? 9 new things. Lando. Bad Batch, which we knew about. Andor, which we knew about. The Acolyte. A Droid Story. Rangers of the New Republic. And Visions.
Andor and Obi-Wan we knew about. This is the first time we're getting an official title.
For either of them, yes.
For either and of them.
I did, like, maybe this is me being slightly petty. But, like, Disney, you're really being lazy just going with the main character's name as the title. You're being lazy.
I can see that, because...
Especially considering Obi-Wan Kenobi's a limited series, so we're getting one season of it.
Yeah.
You couldn't come up with a better name.
I guess, I don't know, I guess they wanted to go for that name recognition, but at the same time, it's Star Wars. Like, do they really need to...
And as soon as you drop a trailer, people are gonna be like, "Oh shit, yes."
Yeah.
So, like...
Hayden Christensen. Krista. Hayden Christensen.
I'm so excited for it. I figured something had to be up considering how frequent he's been involved in Star Wars lately.
Yes.
So I had a feeling he was, you know, going to be doing something. What I didn't know. This changes, this series potentially could potentially change a lot of things about A New Hope.
Okay, so that's going to be my question. Do you think that he's going to be in it as, like, current day Darth Vader, or do you think this is going to be flashbacks? Or, like, so do you think this is going to be Hayden Christensen in the suit? The announcement said Hayden Christensen as Darth Vader.
Yes. So I think it's Hayden Christensen in the suit. If we get maybe flashbacks of him as Anakin, I wouldn't be, you know, against it or necessarily totally shocked by it. But I think we're getting him as Vader. And I'm trying to find... What did I just see about this? Okay, so like 2 quotes about, you know, that just get mentioned that I've seen. The first is... I pulled from Culture Crave, but they pulled it from The Hollywood Reporter. stating, it said, says Ewan McGregor says the best thing about the Obi-Wan Kenobi series is that it brings him back together with Hayden Christensen, and they have, and I quote, another swing at each other. Kathleen Kennedy calls it the rematch of the century. So, like, and from what I've seen, so it's 10 years after Revenge of the Sith.
Yes.
Everything I'm, like, at least what we're hearing so far, it leads me to believe that it's going to be, like, an in-person thing. Like, it's not going to be flashbacks or...
Okay, so this means... I would say that this almost has to mean Obi-Wan leaves Tatooine for this series.
Yes.
Because there's no way... Vader did not know he was on Tatooine. And if Vader found out he was on Tatooine, I think that, like, Obi-Wan would grab up Luke and run away quickly. Like, there's no way he would keep Luke there. So, like, this means he has to leave Tatooine. And I'm just curious, like, given how important it was for him to stay on Tatooine and protect Luke, I mean, it's got to be a pretty big thing for him to leave.
Yeah, that's, I think, maybe the one thing that I'm kind of up in the air about. I don't know how they can swing him leaving it. But at the same time, like, I honestly didn't know how they could swing a show of him just chilling on Tatooine this whole time either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. It's something I've thought, okay, so, like, for a little while now in my head, I've been trying to, like, reconcile the idea of him leaving Tatooine, and I've been trying to reconcile the idea of him, like, facing Darth Vader at some point between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. I've worked that through in my mind because, like, in A New Hope, he doesn't say anything explicitly to make us believe that Mustafar was the last time they saw each other.
No, but I think it's the notion that it's... He's like, now that's a, you know... He feels something in the Force that he hasn't felt for a very long time. And I guess if you put... So you're already... This is taking place 10 years after Revenge of the Sith. Luke's 10. How old was he in A New Hope?
19. So, like, that now means he hasn't felt this thing in 9 years instead of 19 years.
Yeah, so I feel like, I don't know, when you say a long time, 19 years seems like a long time, not 9.
Right. But the thing I love about this, the thing that I think I'm most excited about, we get to see a fight between, like, a slightly older Obi-Wan and a Darth Vader at his full powers. Like, there's going to be no, like, holding back like they were doing in A New Hope. We're going to get to see, like, a fight.
I think at plus 2 at this point, as far as Obi-Wan is concerned, there's nothing to save.
Right. So he's probably, he's like, he's not going to be pulling any punches. He's going to try and kill Vader. So let's go through these announcements. I'm just going back to our text. I'll just talk about these in chronological order as you were sending them to me, which, by the way, thank you, because...
Which, I'm going to say they were not in probably not in chronological
okay.
Well, order of when they were being announced necessarily.
It
was just what I was seeing.
Yeah. So first up is Ahsoka, starring Rosario Dawson and set within the timeline of The Mandalorian. I love Ahsoka.
Yes.
Absolutely love Ahsoka. What are you feeling about this series?
I'm intrigued by it. Especially considering, so I guess my assumption is this is this going to essentially be the setup for the Rebel sequel, or is this the Rebel sequel?
I'm guessing so. If the Mandalorian Ahsoka episode worked as like a backdoor pilot for this series,
Yes.
she mentioned Thrawn.
Yes.
So people tuning into the series want to know who Thrawn is. So I'm going to go ahead and guess that this is just going to be, this is going to be the Rebel sequel series.
Okay. Which would I would I'm not, like I'm not gonna complain about by any means.
So we're going to get a live action Sabine, hopefully a live action Hera, Zeb,
A live action
Chopper.
Hera and Kanan's kid,
G
perhaps, will
Jason
appear.
Syndulla, yeah.
But I'm pumped about a live action Chopper. Who wouldn't be?
And his Cadence Hayden Kanan's kid at this point, I'm thinking would be like maybe 10 years old, maybe a little older. Old enough that he could be doing some like Jedi Padawan stuff at least.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then we have Star Wars Rangers of the New Republic, which is also set within the timeline of The Mandalorian. We don't know anything else about this show. I'm kind of terrified that this is going to be the Gina Carano show. Because just like with that title, it just kind of sounds like a cop show.
Gina Carano does not have the acting ability to be a lead in her own show. She does not.
No, she doesn't.
And I think
Gina Carano starred in one movie that I've seen, which incidentally was also co-starring Ewan McGregor, called Haywire,
oh.
which I don't know. It also had Michael Fassbender in it. And Channing Tatum and Michael Douglas and Antonio Banderas, who we established last episode that you know.
I do know.
So, like, it had that strong cast. It was starring her. And I don't know how bad of a job that she did in the role, but the director overdubbed her voice with someone else. So, I,
That's
yeah.
incredible.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't see her carrying her own show.
Yeah, she doesn't have the ability to do it, like, in my opinion. And that's, I mean, that's you taking that completely away from the fact that I think that would be a PR nightmare. I mean, she's contesting the election still. She is transphobic, like, it's not what the world needs more of right now. So, like, I don't know. I really, really hope that this is not going to involve Gina Carano. If it was originally going to, hopefully they rethought that, and maybe that's why they didn't announce her in it. We'll have to see. I'm intrigued by it. I don't know necessarily if I really care to watch a space cop show.
Yeah, it just that doesn't really do anything for me.
Switch your aux cord microphone thing.
Okay. Give me a second. Okay, how's that?
Better.
Okay, so Yeah, that doesn't really do anything for me. Now, to be fair, to give it the benefit of the doubt, the concept of a show about a Mandalorian didn't do anything for me either. So I mean it could end up being phenomenal. Just if it involves Gina Carano, if this is a Gina Carano show, are we in agreement that we're not going to be talking about it on this podcast?
Yes.
Okay, because we don't want to give her that kind of, I mean, not that like we're huge, but like we don't want to give her like one more piece of advertisement than she needs. So,
Exactly.
all right. And then they confirmed that Taika Waititi is developing his own Star Wars movie. That's all we know about it. We don't know the title, we don't know anything else. But Taika Waititi, of course, the director of Thor Ragnarok and Jojo Rabbit, which was such an
Great
incredible
movie.
yes.
Great movie.
Next up, we have a Lando show. Interesting thing about this, if correct me if I'm wrong, but I did not see them say Donald Glover was playing Lando. So
It's a limited series. I believe I saw someone report that he is coming back for it and that it is being
okay.
developed by that Justin S Simien.
Okay.
Last I saw it, he was reprising the role.
Okay. Because I was thinking that it would kind of, I would be up for a story about the Billy Dee Williams Lando post Revenge of the, or post Rise of Skywalker when he's going off with, I can't remember her name. The character's name from Rise of Skywalker, who like didn't know where their parents, who didn't know who her parents were, didn't know where she was from, and he was like, "Well, let's find out." Like, that could be an interesting story. Whatever they're gonna do with Donald Glover, I'm up for that too.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by it. But yes, according to everything I'm seeing, it looks like he is reprising the role, like he's coming back into it. It's being touted as an event series.
It's an interesting choice of words.
Also, I'm sorry, it has not been, no one knows yet who is will be playing the role, if it'll be Donald Glover or Billy Dee Williams.
Okay.
We aren't sure. But it also seems like this is going to be a further away, like, 'cause we don't, it's just starting in development. We do not know yet when it will air.
Okay. And then next up, we have probably the most exciting thing for me, Rogue Squadrons, which when you sent me the video that Patty Jenkins tweeted out, as soon as like she started talking about her fighter pilot father, it dawned on me like what she was getting at, and I got so excited. I'm just like, you sent this to me. I'm sitting in a McDonald's parking lot, chomping on a McRib,
Oh,
watching,
disgusting. Disgusting.
whatever, watching this video, and just like, I don't know. First of all, I did not know that she was going to be doing a Star Wars movie. I don't know how like that didn't leak before this. That was like a, it was a genuine shocker for me.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. I'm gonna be completely honest. I feel about this way, this move, this the same way I felt about Rogue One being announced. Very meh about it. I'm open to it, but like, I don't know.
Okay, so like you know how like non-Jedi, non-Force stories resonate with me. So that, like, under normal circumstances, I would just be like, okay, great, I'll watch it about this. But like, Patty Jenkins drives this to another level. Because like, I loved Wonder Woman. Absolutely loved Wonder Woman.
Oh, Wonder Woman was incredible. I think we had a brief discussion earlier about how I prefer the DC, and I mentioned, just their current crop of movies has been atrocious. Wonder Woman is like one of the few exceptions.
Yeah. And then we got the Andor sizzle reel. We didn't get any actual footage from that show. I don't even know if they've actually started filming yet. But so we don't know much about that other than the title is Andor. We did get some concept art. In that concept art, he was flying a space fighter. So like we might get some flying in this series, but that's about it.
Yeah, it definitely looks like we're gonna be, as he kind of put it in the, which I didn't know were called sizzlers, those little clips
Yeah.
that Disney was tweeting out. That's apparently what they're called. Did not know that. But I think in it he also mentioned like we're seeing the beginnings of his involvement of an early resistance.
Yes.
So I think that'll be interesting.
This is one I probably wouldn't know what to feel about, but since it's a character that we are very familiar with from Rogue One, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I'm definitely I'm probably more excited about it than I would have been if we weren't already familiar. You are correct.
Yeah, and it's going to have K2SO, so bonus.
Fantastic. I love that droid.
Yes, he is one of my favorites. Okay, now next up we have the Bad Batch.
Fennec.
Yes, so Fennec was in that. Hopefully she's voiced by Ming-Na Wen. I don't know why she wouldn't be. I'm not sure what to feel about this one. I can't tell if they're supposed to be. It looks like they're supposed to be the bad guys. They're going to be Imperials in this
So,
one.
from what I saw, it definitely looks like, I mean, let's call this what it is first off. It's the Clone Wars Season 8.
Yeah, I actually thought
With
I.
a different title. It's the Clone Wars Season 8.
Yeah, and I liked how they had at the end of the sizzle, how they had the Clone Wars logo, but then it kind of dissolved into the Bad Batch logo. I thought that was kind of cool. So like they're really not hiding the fact that it's season 8.
So it looks like, yeah, definitely that the Bad Batch is working with the Imperials and they're killing clones.
I didn't catch that from the trailer.
Yeah, somebody pointed it out. I guess like you can see them shooting at what are other clones. Because at this point they haven't, obviously it's picking up shortly after, the Empire's rise to power.
Yeah.
So they don't have the clones are still in service at this point. But it looks like they were shooting at them. And when they were, if you paused it, the blasters were red, not blue for stun. So.
I kind of wonder if, like, maybe Palpatine is worried what happens if, like, their inhibitor chips ever wear off. Like, they could suddenly become enemies. So it would make sense that, like, he wants to just wipe out all the clones.
Or at least the ones who, as you said, maybe already are showing signs of that.
Yeah. Other than that, like, the Bad Batch episodes of the Clone Wars didn't do a whole lot for me. This just, like, it's just not really my thing, I guess I would say.
There's a rumor, and again, this is just a rumor, that we'll be getting Bo-Katan in them. Perhaps. So that piques my interest. But yeah, I honestly don't see the need for this particular, you know, avenue to be explored, especially so soon. You know, we have literally all of time and space. We can move away from, like, the 70 years surrounding the Skywalker saga and the Clone Wars.
Yeah. And so far, of all the announcements we have, there's only one that we know for sure, I think, is outside of that, like, time frame of the Skywalker saga.
And can I say that I am weirdly excited for a show that we know absolutely nothing about?
Yes, me too.
The Acolyte?
Yep, that is being, next up.
It is being directed by...
Leslie Headland.
Yes. So we also know it's female-centric. And it's exploring the ancient, you know, Sith magic and ways of the dark side of the Force. Dathomir, question mark?
Ooh, I didn't think of that.
Female-centric. Dathomir at its peak.
When she was getting interviewed in, like, a red carpet situation, I think she said something about loving the Night Sisters. I think. I could be wrong. I could be making that up. But yeah, that's a good idea.
If so, I am intrigued because everybody knows I want an Asajj Ventress show. Give me something.
Yeah.
Animated live action, I don't care. Give me something.
I love her. She's one of my favorite characters from the Clone Wars.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
If you notice, her arc almost parallels Ahsoka's. But a dark variation of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never thought of that before. Another thing I'm excited about with The Acolyte is that it's being touted as a mystery thriller. So this is like, it seems like it's really Star Wars getting out of its comfort zone in terms of like the type of movie that they're making or the type of show that they're making.
Please don't be too scary. Please don't be too scary. Please don't be too scary.
If it's the Night Sisters, how did you do with the Dathomir levels on Jedi Fallen Order?
Oh, it was my favorite planet to go to.
Okay. I didn't know if it was, like, too scary for you or not.
No, I absolutely loved it.
Okay. Okay. Because there were parts of it that kind of scared me. I'm not going to... I played through it. Like, I like scary things, but there were a couple parts that were scary. And I think the only... Yeah, the last one is Star Wars Visions, which is an original series of animated short films, celebrates the Star Wars galaxy through the lens of the world's best Japanese anime creators. Coming 2021, so that's all we know about it. I don't know. I mean, I'm excited about it, but I don't know. I mean...
So, like, Pixar shorts, but yeah. Star Wars?
Yeah,
and
anime.
Anime.
Yeah. Intrigued would probably be the better way to describe how I'm feeling about this.
Curious.
Yeah. And that is it for the Star Wars announcements.
So what is the one thing you are the most excited about that was announced?
So the one thing I'm most excited about... Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan with the return of Darth Vader. That's not even a question for me. What about you?
100%. It might not have been had they not announced Hayden Christensen coming back as Darth Vader.
Yeah, that
Because
really.
now I'm just really, really curious. And now that we know that they're gonna fight and that apparently it's a rematch, of the decades,
Which
I'm
I did not know about until you told me right now. So, like.
yeah, I'm pumped. Because there's one thing that Kathleen Kennedy has nailed in her time at the helm is lightsaber battles.
Yes.
Every single thing that we've gotten since Disney took over in regards to the lightsaber battles have been insane. So, I'm pumped.
I'm just so happy right now. Could I just say that, like, Kathleen Kennedy is amazing, and she is the one giving us all of these things that we're excited about. And anyone who feels any differently is a dumbass.
And don't get me wrong, I understand where some of, I don't want to say the outrage, but the annoyance comes from in the sense that they, for whatever reason, cannot seem to break away from that same 70-year period. But I think we're starting to. I mean, we're going to with the Acolyte. They are in the books and in comics and stuff that way with the new High Republic stuff. So I think it's probably only a matter of time until we start getting more stuff that is completely detached from the Star Wars universe as we know it.
When they announced the New Republic books and comics, I thought that they were like kind of easing their way in that direction. I'm glad to see that they're going to bring a TV show into it now. So that kind of just tells me that they're ready. Like they'll probably never completely break away from that like 70-year saga period, but like I think this is a good sign that like we're eventually going to get more outside of that area.
Yes, agreed.
So that's pretty much all I have for these announcements. We got
Yeah.
Mandalorian tomorrow morning. Excited about that.
You might have Mandalorian tomorrow morning. I have Mandalorian tomorrow evening.
The world will have Mandalorian tomorrow morning. We will have Mandalorian tomorrow evening because I'm probably not going to wake up early enough to watch it like I did the other day. All right. That is all I have. You got anything else before we end this?
Nah.
Okay. Everyone, thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at Darth Hockey. You can follow the podcast at Sits Giggles Pod, and you can follow Krista at.
I'm also on Twitter at Critter, KRI, 3 T's, E3 R's.
All right, check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thanks for listening. Bye.